This is St. Louis Public Radio. For years, developers saw the low-income housing tax credit as a way to provide the poor and elderly with quality places to live. But critics, including Governor Eric Greitens, contend the incentive is inefficient and helps well-connected people make lots of money. Since Greitens engineered a halt to the program, St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum examines how the move is casting a shadow over this year's legislative session.
First, here's some background information about the low-income housing tax credit. It's aimed at prodding developers to create housing for the working poor and elderly. When the Missouri Housing Development Commission approves of a project, the tax credits are eventually sold, and the proceeds go toward driving down the cost of the development and making rents affordable. It's an incentive that Covenant Place Executive Director Joan Dennison sees as crucial for delivering high-quality housing. She says low-income housing tax credits were used to help fund the St. Louis County Senior Living Facility that opened in 2016.
Many of our residents are the people who support others. They're the school teachers, the healthcare workers, the shop workers, and so forth. And it's difficult for people to amass significant retirement funds, particularly when they're living so long into their 90s and 100s now.
While not disagreeing the tax credit led to some worthwhile developments, critics of the incentive contend it wastes the state's money while providing a lucrative benefit to bankers and developers. One of the people who shares this view is Governor Eric Greitens.
And we've had people in the state of Missouri who've been ripping you off and ripping off your families and your kids and your neighbors for years.
In December of last year, Greitens and his allies on the Missouri Housing Development Commission put a halt to state low-income housing tax credits. Greitens cites the move as one of his accomplishments, most notably at a recent forum at the Missouri Republican Party's Lincoln Days.
In Missouri, we know that what that is. It's a scam. It's a scam. So we zeroed out the program and we put an end to it.
Those comments may have showcased a divide among Missouri Republicans. When Greitens uttered those words, he was seated beside two GOP statewide officials who dissented from his tax credit embargo, State Treasurer Eric Schmidt and Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson. Parson, in particular, has been especially vocal in his displeasure.
I just think to just act like we're just going to do away with them is not a good plan, and I've said that openly. And I know the question becomes is that I'm disagreeing with the governor, but I didn't get elected to agree with the governor on everything he does, and I'm already not going to.
Parson made those remarks a few days before Greitens admitted he had an extramarital affair before he was governor. Backers of the low-income housing tax credit program have a lot of incentive to see Greitens resign over the matter. Since Parson would become governor if Greitens stepped down, he could rearrange the Missouri Housing Development Commission to revive the program. But with Greitens refusing to step aside, the governor can prevent the tax credit from being issued for years, a move worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Jason Crowell, who voted with Greitens to halt the incentive, says it's now up to lawmakers to change the program to the governor's liking.
If the General Assembly does not pass reforms, then the decisions that were made in December are going to carry through.
Whether that happens this session is an open question. Efforts to overhaul the low-income housing tax credit have faltered for years. House Minority Leader Gail McCann-Beatty says the impasse will end up hurting her constituents in Kansas City that need affordable places to live.
And I'm not saying that the tax credit program is perfect and doesn't need some changes, but it's absolutely needed until we have something else in place.
Lawmakers have until May to act, and if they don't, then Greitens holds all the leverage to keep his tax credit freeze in effect. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.